WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It is Mental Health Awareness Month, so we reserve time every day this week to talk about one of the seven feelings discussed in the new book written by Liz Fosslien and Molly West Duffy called Big Feelings, How to Be Okay When Things Are Not Okay. Each week, Liz or Molly joined us to take calls about these big feelings. We've discussed perfectionism, regret, despair, and burnout. And for our final installment today, we are talking about the consequences of comparison. Liz and Molly write in the book about comparison. Have you ever been exhilarated about hitting a professional or personal milestone only to find yourself less than 24 hours later having an Instagram-triggered crisis and tumbling down a black hole of I'll never be good enoughs? You are not alone. With me now to discuss comparison is Liz Fosslien, co-author of the book Big Feelings, How to Be Okay When Things Are Not Okay. Hi.
Hi, great to be here again.
Listeners, do you find yourself comparing yourself to others? How does that make you feel? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. You can also tweet to us or DM us on Instagram. Same handle for both, at all of it, WNYC. Why do you think we're always comparing ourselves to others? Do you have an example of when comparison actually made you work harder? Interesting. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So Liz, according to a study you cite in the book, more than 75% of people reported that they had recently assessed their self-worth by comparing themselves with others. What are we missing when we compare ourselves to the accomplishments of others?
Yeah, so there's really interesting research that says and actually proves that comparison makes us feel really bad when we actually don't compare ourselves enough, which sounds like the opposite of the, I think everyone's heard comparison is a thief of joy. I've certainly seen that splashed everywhere. But what researchers find is that when we compare ourselves to other people, we compare ourselves to the person who's best at that thing that we're looking at. So we don't compare our salary to a big range of, you know, the people in New York and what they're making. We compare it to Jeff Bezos and immediately feel horribly, horribly poor, even if we're doing fine. When people are asked, are you a good runner or a bad runner? They compare themselves to the best runner they know and feel badly about themselves. So if we actually widen the scope and think about, you know, I don't want to just look at someone's highlight reel. I don't want to just think about like the best, most successful person I know. That's actually when we have a better understanding of where we sit and how we're doing and the progress that we're making.
Let's take a call. We got one already. Don calling in from Hell's Kitchen. Hi, Don. Thanks for calling all of it. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to quote this psychiatrist who's one of my best friends who says, when you compare, you're going down a rabbit hole to despair. And you're always on that route, whether it's whoever you're comparing yourself to. It's just those two can be inextricably linked. And so remembering despair, I try not to compare. That's all.
Thank you so much for the contribution. Phone lines are open. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Do you find yourself comparing yourself to others? How does that make you feel? Why do you think you do that? Why do you think we all do that? 212-433-WNYC. My guest is Liz Fosslien, co-author of the book, Big Feelings, How to Be Okay When Things Are Not Okay. You write about the kinds of questions one should ask oneself if you start feeling envious after comparing yourself to somebody. What are some of those questions?
Yeah, the first is really to understand, do I really want what this person has? So it's comparing the nitty gritty. And this again speaks to, we tend to make these not superficial, but flash comparisons that then do lead to despair. So one example is I have a friend who got promoted about a year ago and now leads a team of like 150 people. And I don't like to be in meetings all day. It's just like, I'm an introvert, talking to that many people all week sounds very stressful. But I found myself comparing myself to her and feeling really, really envious and terrible about where I was in life. And what I realized later on was that it wasn't that I wanted that job. That job would completely burn me out. I think I would be out of it by Monday afternoon. But I did feel a little stagnant in my own career and I didn't have an exciting thing to announce to people. So the question I asked myself there was, what part of this is really evoking the envy? Because it's not necessarily what you see at first glance. It wasn't that I needed to suddenly shift my career to try and emulate hers, but it was useful to know that maybe I needed to seek some more opportunities in my own life that felt more personally meaningful. So one is just like, do you want the day-to-day of that thing? Do you want to do what it takes? Do you want to engage in that behavior that will get you there? And then the last question is really, what is it specifically that's making you envious? Because that can help you key into what you value and what you might want to work towards for yourself.
You also suggest listen to your strongest triggers. Can you share an example?
Yeah. So another example is we interviewed this woman who was a lawyer and she got her law school's alumni magazine. And when she read about other lawyers and their careers, she felt fine. But then when she read about one of her classmates who had become an author, she said she was seized with envy. She felt sick to her stomach. And that to her was a signal that she actually might want to start pursuing a career in writing, or at least doing it on the side and seeing how it turned out. And that person is the author Gretchen Rubin, who now has written multiple best-selling books, The Happiness Project, The Four Tendencies, highly recommend all of them. But it was listening to that envy trigger that actually helped her start down this new career path that ended up being really personally meaningful for her. And she's very successful at it now.
Let's take some more calls. Karen is on line two calling in from Hastings on Hudson. Hi, Karen. Thanks for calling All of It.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, this is such an important topic, especially with all the social media. My feeling is that what I said to is that we have no idea what anyone else is going through. I think the idea that it can envy can trigger, if it can trigger you to look at yourself and say, oh, I'm not happy. Look, you know, maybe I need to look at myself. But if you spend all this time in comparison to something that you have no idea is, you know, then it's a waste of time. And yes, it's a rabbit hole. And I said, what I've really come to realize in my heart and my head is that, you know, no, that it's pointless to do that. You know, unless it triggers you to change your, you know, to look at yourself, because you need some change, but otherwise it's just this horrible rabbit hole that you never feel good about. And we do it constantly. I'm a therapist and I am, you know, it's unbelievable how much time is spent thinking they even want something that someone else has. And like you said, you wanted it, but I mean, you didn't even really want what they had.
Right. That's a very good point. Karen, thank you so much for sharing. Let's talk to Dimitri calling in on line four. Hi, Dimitri. Thanks for calling All of It. What are your thoughts about comparison?
Hi. Big fan of the show.
Thanks.
First of all, I think there are two key questions to consider. One is why we compare ourselves, and I think it's and you know, there's many psychological studies or even behavioral economic studies that tell us it's because we're social creatures. You know, we've been social creatures for a very long time, so we often take our cues from others, etc. So there's that, the why. But I think the next question, the deeper one, is even the how, which is when we compare, it's really about how we relate to those feelings. So there's nothing wrong with it per se if we notice it, right? In other words, if we start comparing ourselves to others, if we are mindful of that, if we really notice first, you know, what triggers those comparisons and all that, and then when we find ourselves comparing to others, instead of, you know, sometimes like if we just think comparing is bad, then we can have this kind of meta commentary about and then be even more down on ourselves. Mm. But if we realize, you know, that we're doing it, first we're mindful that we're doing it. That's the start. You know, and yeah. then no, and then noticing how those feelings affect us, and also taking that opportunity to be grateful for what we do have, and also, as the previous caller said, acknowledging that there's a lot we don't know about the other person. You know, if we see something, especially on social media, and that our imagination goes wild about those comparisons,
oh, yes.
but realizing it's like we don't really have the big picture. So the key when we how we relate to them is about being both grateful for what we have for the present moment.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Dimitri. Yeah. I like this point that Dimitri was making, and you make it as well as in your book, that comparison can lead to some good self-awareness, and can be turned into something useful. But it takes a sort of mindset.
Yes. And I love that actually a couple of callers have brought this up now. It really, comparison does turn into despair when we just sink into it and allow ourselves to ruminate and don't examine it. But when we use it as a tool to better understand what we might want, and to keep in mind again, as was pointed out, that you're really seeing people's highlight reels. So as an example, I know a friend of mine was going through a really hard time at work. And yet, if you go on her LinkedIn, like, it's only the good stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't reflect whatsoever her experience. So I think it's really important to remember you're comparing your insides to someone's like glorious curated outsides. So that's one thing. And then the second thing is, again, this listening to those envy triggers, having some distance from them, but seeing if they might inform you of like, oh, I do want to make this change in my life. And the last thing I'll say on this is, if there's someone whose career you envy or whose life you really admire, it can actually be useful to ask them if they'll mentor you, because that envy that you're feeling is a signal that they've figured out something that you would like to figure out for yourself.
A piece of advice you have to combat comparison issues is compare present you against past you. Why is that important?
Yeah, so we often just don't give ourselves enough credit for how far we've come. And so there's this phenomenon called the new level, new devil, that if you get, let's say, promoted at work, everyone in your peer group now will also suddenly be a manager or will be someone at that level that you used to be wanting to have. And so instead of kind of just looking around you because the benchmark keeps shifting and getting better because you're getting better, it's important to say like, hey, I'm here. I made it. This is the thing that I wanted so badly a year ago. And I think that comparing yourself now to where you were, and sometimes even if you started over, you know, you have a lot more experience. It's really valuable to know what you don't want, what didn't work out for you. So it is important to compare ourselves to our past selves, again, to give ourselves credit for all the effort and the progress that we are making.
Let's check in with Mike calling in from the Bronx. Hi, Mike.
Hi. So in terms of comparing, it's totally natural. We're social animals. Don't beat yourself up over it. But when you meet somebody, and 99.9% of the people you know, you could never possibly know their health. They could have a health condition you know nothing about. You could never possibly know their internal family dynamics, and you could never possibly know their money situation. And so why judge? Why torture yourself? You couldn't know those things. You would only know that stuff about your spouse or your best friend or something. And then also, let me say, this is sort of celebrities and athletes, people, you know, compare themselves. Their whole job is to be, like, fit or gorgeous or whatever. Like, they have access to, like, whole teams of people, meal plans, stuff that no normie working a 9-to-5. Of course you don't look like, you know, you name it.
Halle right? Berry.
Any gorgeous.
Makes me crazy.
Right, exactly. Of course you don't. Because, like, not to say that she's not talented, but.
No, I hear
you. So they have access to all of this stuff. Anyway, that's it.
Mike, that was good. Thank you, Mike, for calling in. I appreciated your spirit. In our last 30 seconds, anything about comparison you want to leave us with, Liz?
Yeah, I think just emphasizing, you know, you're seeing people's highlight reels. You don't fully understand what's going on in their life. And then giving yourself some grace. And finally, really, again, listening to the things that you really are envious of, because, again, that can help you map a better path for yourself going forward.
Huge, huge thanks to Liz Fosslien and Molly West Duffy for being with us all week for Big Feelings Week. Their book is called Big Feelings, How to Be Okay When Things Are Not Okay. Thank you so much, Liz, and tell Molly we said thanks as well.
Yes, thanks so much for having us. We've had a great time this week.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.